Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Make this right. Oh, you don't need me no more. You feel like you made it right.
for a man to treat me with respect. Who knows what's in my life and never take me for granted.
Yeah, people, you already know what time it is. Boy, DJ Smells So Good in the building. And, yeah, y'all, we got the, you know, the hype and shit that happened to me in a long, long, long time. We got Miss Tasha Triple X, people, is, yeah, down here in the country-ass motherfucking Tampa Bay, Florida. And, you know, that's how we doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? She's down here. Ain't visiting me, but just so happened I happened to be on the visitation map, and that's, you know, a real blessing to me. So thank you, Lord, for hooking that up and just allowing that happen. Just to let y'all know where y'all is at, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. And I see somebody helping me. Bring them on in just a second, y'all.
Radio with your host, DJ Smells So Good, international call,
Mrs. Tasha Triple X. Yeah, right there. Let me beam the sexy Miss Tasha Triple X. I ain't got to beam it that far, though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, this is a local beam right here. In the building. Miss Tasha Triple X. I know you out there, girl.
What's up, Smelly?
Yeah, she in the Sunshine State, people. Welcome to the FLA, to the Sunshine State. You
Thanks,
know what I'm
baby.
Saying? You got the suntan already?
You know what? I just actually went into the bathroom, and I do. I haven't got a tan, but I got burnt, and I've only
yeah,
been here.
Yeah, already. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh yeah. It is not a game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is not a game. So how you like what you're seeing so far? You ain't really seen nothing.
It reminds me of a place called Darwin, which is at the top of top of the Northern Territory in Australia, and it's very tropical up there. It's beautiful. It reminds me a lot of Darwin.
Mm. Now, y'all got beaches in Australia, right?
Yes. I live 10 minutes away from the beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but y'all be actually leaving before the little thing. They do what it's called a drum circle on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and it's over in St. Pete, Treasure Island, which is right across the bridge. About 20 minutes away, 20, 30 minutes away. And, you know, it'd be like 200 people, and they all get together and just play live instruments, you know what I'm saying? No set rhythm or anything. People just start, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, one person just start a beat, and everybody just start, you know what I'm saying, following in after that. But it just be, you know what I'm saying, real family-oriented, you know what I'm saying? People smoking and everything, but, you know, not wilding out and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Wow,
so,
sounds good.
Yeah.
Shame I'm leaving Sunday morning.
Yeah, I want to take you through that, but did you know? Mm-hmm. It's all good. We got Ebo, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got Ebo right down in Scrizzy, and, you know, that's right down. What they was going to the call out for? They getting the car or something?
I'm sorry?
They was going to your friends.
The car dealership. Oh, he had to get a key cut.
Oh, you know that random $100.
It's all good. No, that's why we had to stop. We just had to stop there for a couple of minutes. Yeah, that's about it. Now we're at the hotel. They've just passed out. I'm ready to pass out. We haven't slept all night.
What?
So I'm really, really ready to go to sleep. I actually dozed off just before I called in. So,
you know that. But, it'll do it to you.
You know me and you are going to do a show together, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to get this thing crack-a-lacking, pop-a-locking. You know
Most
what I'm saying?
Definitely. Absolutely.
And, we will hook that up. We're going to hook that up. And, yeah, Eric Moore, I know you're going to be asleep for that one. But Goofy Bone got, you're going to have, you know what I'm saying, Eric Moore on his show today because last night had some technical difficulties.
Eric Moore. Hold on. Who's that?
The poet. He so just last night.
No,
yeah, Verbal
I,
Ink.
I,
my bad. My bad. I've been forgetting.
Yeah, it's okay. I knew the name. I just had to, I know who you're talking about.
Forgetting the co-host and stuff. But, you know, I listened to a couple of minutes of the show. And do you know what I'm saying? It's like we do. We ain't going to never let a motherfucking show go bad, though. I refuse to let a show go bad. I don't give a damn. We, you know what I'm saying, would have played goddamn Eric Moore back to fucking back. And that just would have been the show. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the show must go on, people. You always remember that. The show must go on.
True. Absolutely.
Not stopping that, so.
I still haven't done the show yet. I've just had no luck with the computer and the internet, seriously.
Oh, yeah. The hell? What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry, I got, never mind.
This motherfucker here. Y'all hear this, people? This is Goofy Bone live on the bat line. Yeah. Calling the cell phone number, not the damn show. Crazy motherfucker. Shout out to Nettie Net. You know what I'm saying? Just popped off up in the room.
Hi, Nettie.
And, yeah, we got Miss Tasha down here in the Sunshine State, people. Fucking right. We done, we ain't kidnapped her, but shit, we're going to borrow for a couple hours, goddammit.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I'm gonna get some sleep, and then after that I'm going to call you, and we'll have to meet up. Because
all right.
I really want to see you.
Now, is you hanging with your people the whole time, or what's up? They gonna let you dip off?
No, they of course I would. I could do what I like.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I know y'all came down here to, you know, kind of hang
tonight,
together.
Absolutely, definitely, but tonight we're going to that college football game.
Yeah.
With Virginia versus Tampa, and that's why we're actually here. And but this afternoon, I'm not sure exactly what we're doing, but I do want to see you. Tomorrow, I think I'm free. And then tomorrow night, we got that party with you.
Yeah, man. It's going down. Woo! Exclusive,
what's
y'all.
This?
Y'all ain't here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
What's this, what's it called? Guava-ween or some crap? What's that?
Just another excuse for white folks to get drunk and put masks on. Shit, that's pretty much it. They use any kind of excuse to get drunk, and guava ween is so they can put a mask on and get really drunk.
Wow.
And throw up in the mask and shit. Yeah, pretty much. No, it's a good time though. It's definitely. But see now, what they do is they block off the whole Ybor City.
Mm-hmm.
You block off the streets. You know what I'm saying? And Ybor City is like 6 blocks long.
Wow.
So they. Yeah, so and it's closed on both sides, so they shut it down so people can walk in the streets and drink beer and shit, and you know you can walk the whole strip and get fucked up outside in your costume and be a whole bunch of weird looking motherfuckers, which to me they look the same with the mask off, goddammit. But hey, you know, oh shit, you know we got Miss Lena G up in this motherfucker.
Oh really?
Oh shit. Oh, hold on, my bad, 408. Hold on, people, I got to beam some people in. Hold on, Ms. Tasha, you already know when you on the line, people going to want to call in and be like, you're not really there, are you? Fucking right, yeah. Shit, y'all on, people, beam goddamn 408 up in this song, bitch. Get my damn lemon juice working. Hold on just a second, fucking lemon juice.
Is that the Goofy Bone? Is that my
world? Trying to goddamn beam them up. I don't know what the hell going on with my damn transporter.
Telling you, this transporter don't like Mexicans, man. Shit.
Fucking it all. It's your goddamn, the fuck? Where the hell he at? The hell his name is?
Ooh,
Mr.
My little
Yay! Mr.
My
Yay,
little
man.
Don't make fun of him. I left him on the ship. I forgot about
that. Exactly. So him and goddamn Timmy, shit. Timmy's fucking handful
no
by
No way. They got into some shit last night?
Man, I came in, all I heard was motherfucking...
Yay!
What the hell is that? Oh, fucking... Get your ass... The hell? You motherfucking...
I forgot about him. I totally forgot about him.
Get your ass over here, you little son of a bitch. Come here, you little mother... Boy,
stop,
they tore the goddamn spaceship up. Damn.
Hey, Susie, boy.
Sasha, are you going to flake out on us on Vegas?
No, I'm coming still.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. Fuck.
I'll see you this Thursday, baby. I'm not fucking backing up for Vegas.
You better
be.
Where
I am, Goofy.
I know, I heard. Tampa, Florida.
Right down the street. I can get on my motherfucking my roller skates right now and skate on where she at. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got none, but I'm just saying. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So it's going down. Let's see. What's the email?
Since I've been here, I've had no luck with the internet at all. At all. I bought my computer down here, and this place apparently got struck with lightning, and there's no Wi-Fi. So that's what's been happening. Like, in 2.5 weeks, I have had no computer.
Well, shit, you should have plenty of Wi-Fi on Del Mabry.
Where?
Where you at, Del Mabry? Everybody and their mama should have Wi-Fi up and down that, because all the hotels pretty much got free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, well, this does, but apparently something got struck by lightning or some crap. I don't know what he was saying. And we don't have it at this hotel. It's temporarily down. So this is the kind of shit I've been dealing with. I haven't even been able to email anybody.
Well, Tasha, we love you. And we are following you, because I even got Bobby Red Eyes looking you up on Facebook to see any updates from the beautiful Miss Tasha Triple X.
Yeah, I've been doing that from my phone. That's the only thing I can do is Facebook. That's the only thing I have access to.
Well, we love you, Miss Tasha, and we are here following you like true fans should. And oh my God, I talked to Juton.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. On this computer lady show.
You know what? I cried when I realized I missed that show. Oh my God. I realized.
Hey, you know what, Miss Tasha? You should be their personal billboard, because not only are you beautiful and fine and sexy and all that shit, but you know how to get those motherfuckers word of mouth out there. Because there's a lot of people that said if it wasn't for Miss Tasha, nobody would have never heard of Juton.
Really?
Hell, fucking no! I wouldn't heard no goddamn Juton. That's what I said the first time when she told me. Who the fuck is Juton? She's like, well, just look up his own, and I looked the shit up, checked him out, and then hell, I was hooked. You know what I'm saying? When she
Miss Computer Lady sent me some of their music, and then I had a friend over last night. She kind of liked them, so I'm thinking of putting them on Fuck Volume Number 11 of my greatest fuck music hits. And, shout out to Juton.
Yeah,
Ms. Lena say, she said that's all she get is a hey after seeing you off at the airport.
Don't worry, Lena.
I got her, Lena. I got her for you. You don't even worry about it.
I don't have access to the internet. I'm pissed about it. I'm sorry.
Goofed to upgrade the goddamn control panel. I got a million motherfucking shits. I don't know what the hell all this shit is. There you go, Lena. That's what Ms. Tasha not.
You know what I really hate, and I'm dead serious. I don't know how many fucking times I gotta say this. You're gonna send me your music. Send me in an MP3 form. Don't send me this. If you want to tracks for rotation.
Yeah, MySpace fuck shit.
No, tracks for submission. I want you to play my tracks on your radio show. please go to this to download the track. And if you want a clean version, go to this and download the track. Fuck you, motherfuckers. For real. Club and Jerkin, I'm sorry, it's not getting played unless it's in MP3 form. For real.
Well, I don't even, if you only send it to me in MP3, yeah, I ain't got time for it. Fuck that. No M4A. No goddamn. Y'all better learn how to convert your shit over to MP3. I don't know what the fuck, man. Bitches sent me a WAV file one time. I'm like, how the fuck you send a big-ass WAV file?
Shit. Whoa. Talk about three to fucking 15 minutes to download. I'll tell you that for damn sure. WAV file, my motherfucking ass.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But I love you, Tasha. Shouts out to Nettie Net and Lena G. I love them, too. And, you know,
oh,
that's how we do.
I love you, too, Goofy.
Okay.
Oh my god! Hey, you know what? You know what the funny thing is? Last night I went to go see my homeboys.
You left chicks on the damn starship?
Yeah, yeah. So who cares? They'll be fine. They're just locked in the room. But
running from Timmy and shit.
I went to my homeboys, the Sav Cruz. They performed at Brittany Arms on the outskirts of San Jose. There was a rumor that Goofy Bone got in a car accident and I was supposed to be in a wheelchair.
Damn.
Some chick came up to me. She goes, oh, my God, I heard about your car accident. I'm like, what the fuck? What car accident? My car's fine. I go, when the hell did this happen? Oh, my God.
You know what I say?
The chick told me.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So the chick told me that there's a rumor that they seen me at this mall over here called Eastridge in a wheelchair, and I was telling people that I got in a motherfucking car accident, da 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 da, and that's why I haven't been rapping lately. I'm like, oh my god, what is this world coming to? Shit, at least say I got jumped by like 60 or 70 men and beat to a pulp. Don't say I got in a car accident. I'm in a wheelchair going around the mall trying to get sympathy. Shit, that's not happening, people.
Damn.
But anyway.
Wow.
Spreading rumors, people. You know what that is. You know what I'm saying? If you get hit in the car, and that ain't really you.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? The same shit. And people, y'all got to watch rumors. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you want to spread a rumor, goddammit. It's going to be 100 motherfuckers from BTR in goddamn Las Vegas November 5th through the 9th. There's going to be 100 motherfuckers there. You need to be the 101, goddammit, to get your ass there. Because we going there to ball. 100 people. That's what, yeah, we got 100 confirmed motherfucking people. Spread that rumor. We got 100 people confirmed. Shit.
Are you guys definitely staying at that hotel?
At the Wild Fucking Wild West, fucking right.
I told you, Miss Tasha, I'm already set. I'm not one of these people that said it's gonna go and it's not gonna go. Hell no. Nah. Like last night, I told Eric Moore thought the show wasn't gonna go on because Blog Talk Radio fucked me over. Hell no, nah, I'm devoted. I'm gonna be honest with you. I had to fucking go across the whole Bay Area to supply some stuff to people. I had to do 2 trips around the bay. That's like almost 600 miles right there that I went around in a big old fucking circle, and then I had to do it all again to drop that shit. It was just fucking crazy. But I was still on the road, and I still tried to do the interview, but Eric Moore didn't call in. But that's why we're doing it this morning.
Wow, okay.
But yeah.
This afternoon.
Yeah, I'm definitely still coming. I'm booked and paid for with my flights, but my accommodation, I was supposed to get a hotel with someone, but they're not coming anymore, so I have to get myself a room. So I'm going to get it at the Wild Wild West as well. Is that on the Strip?
It's 5 minutes from the Strip, Miss Tasha.
Okay.
Serious. That's the best place at a good price where we could stay at, where it'll be right by the Strip. Everywhere else, it's cheap, but it's fucking like 5 miles off the Strip.
Well, I think I might stay there.
So ahead, Dan.
I'm gonna book it today.
Stay there because I'm getting a room, and Smelly's usually probably gonna bunk with me. So
yeah. I don't even feel like, you know what I'm saying. It was a tough time enough for me to goddamn get this flight shit. All I'm gonna do is get there. When I get there, I'm gonna have my shit to do what I need to do.
I already booked a smoking room with 2 beds. So I mean,
what time are you getting there?
I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, who? Goofy, you're going to be there early. I'm going to be there at nighttime.
7:55 a.m.
Wow.
I'll be there
okay.
at 9.
I arrive at midday.
Okay, yeah, because I plan on getting there early, slanging some CDs, and hitting the strip and slanging some CDs, because they don't give me my hotel room till about 1. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can't check in until. Yeah.
So, I mean, that would be perfect for me.
You know, that killed me about hotels. They tell you, like, some hotel, you can't check in until 3 o'clock. But you got to goddamn check out at 11 in the morning. What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Amen to that shit.
But you paying for the full price of a room. Bitch, this room should be cleaned and everything prepared before I get to this motherfucker. When I get here, I'm tired. I ain't got time to motherfucker sit outside the goddamn room. That shit, they're crazy.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Mother Knows. Mother Knows just sent me a Jaeger Monster drink on Facebook. Shout out to Mother Knows.
Shout out to Mother
Mary.
I love Mother.
Damn, it's been up 24 hours. Shout out to Miss Lena G. Damn, she's been up.
Shout out to Natasha for being fine with Juton. I had a great day in the West Virginia today.
I was in West Virginia. I got there a couple of days ago, and then we just flew down to Florida for a couple of days, and we're going back on Sunday, and then I'm there in West Virginia again till Thursday, and then I'll go to Vegas. Oh.
Wow. So what's popping in West Virginia? You know what I'm saying? Because that's my daughter, her people's at. Shouts out to Cindy, who actually she's in Fort Jackson, South Carolina now because she's getting ready for motherfucking boot camp. Yeah, people, she signed
West
up.
West Virginia is really pretty. It's a very nice place. Lots of mountains, lots of hills, windy roads. I've got some beautiful pictures. I'm going to post them up on Facebook once I get my computer working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. It's
you know what I heard about West Virginia?
What?
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
You sound like a schoolboy bitch.
Hell no. I gotta get some roofs up here, man, for Boo News. Shout him out.
Oh, shout out to Boo News. He got in a dog fight yesterday, and of course he won.
Oh, I love Boo News.
He got a dog fight. What?
Yeah, because right here where we live, he owns like maybe 4, 5, 6 houses on the block. He goes and he pees, and you know, there's another stray dog that was walking in the wrong part of the neighborhood. Stray dog jumped on him, like tried to hump him from behind. Boone was like bit him in the ear, and the dog was took off.
Yeah. All right, people, Miss Tasha Triple X has got to get some rest.
I am falling asleep.
And so we can hook up later on, you know what I'm saying, do this thing Tampa style.
Well, I love you, Miss Tasha. Just when you go to sleep, remember Goofy Bone loves you.
I love you too, Goofy.
And Boone.
Can't wait to see you next week.
Oh, we're all going to have fun.
I love Boone too. I know.
Well, Boo won't goddamn be there, but fuck it. He'll be all right. We'll have some pictures for him.
And Lena, I promise I will email you once I get my computer up and running, once I have some luck with this fucking internet. And shout out to Nettie Net if she's still in the room.
Yeah.
And
I'm out. Back.
I'm going to sleep because I haven't slept all night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Say good night.
Good night.
Say good night to Tasha Boone.
Tonight!
Says good night.
All right. Good night.
Hey, that's Miss Tasha Triple X, people. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on Record and Game Radio. You know what I'm saying?
It's right there live in Tampa, Florida. Just say that.
You know, doing it real big like.
Ooh!
Yeah. That's real, people. And let me beam my ass on off of here real quick. Y'all give me just a quick second. Let me beam my off. Peace out, Miss Tasha Triple X. Beam my off. All right. And we back live, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing, man. This is what we showing y'all people, you feel me? Now, this motherfucking lady came all the way from goddamn Perth, Australia. And been to most states than you know what I'm saying, most of you motherfuckers been to different neighborhoods. Fuck states. You know what I'm saying? Different neighborhoods. You motherfuckers ain't been out of goddamn your own state. Get the fuck out your state. If a motherfucking chicken come from fucking Paul Hogan's goddamn Crocodile Dundee land and shit, and get her ass over here and have a good time and ain't scared to go state to fucking state to fucking state, and she down here in goddamn Tampa, Florida? Shit. Bitch, I'm gone. I'm shit. Got to go. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no choice, man. You got to go. Everybody got to get the fuck up. I don't give a damn. You got to go. You know what I'm saying? So, what the hell is this? See, you got so much shit.
The real game begins.
Huh? Yeah. Shouts out to motherfucking Straight Lopes, man. We're going to start this thing called Straight Lopes. You know what I'm saying? I want to send a big motherfucking much love to Straight Lopes Records and everybody around there, Goofy Bone, Bruce, Out the Sky.
Oh, man. My bad.
Motherfucker Boom Dude. Goddamn Big Grizz. Goddamn Nelson the Cook Mandela, Studebaker, and Miss Motherfucking Hazel. I don't know where the hell you at, girl, but shouts out to your ass. Ew. And, yeah.
Oh, no, Miss Hazel was just a wham bam thank you man. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I haven't talked to Miss Hazel in a long time.
Oh, well, y'all already know what that is then, huh?
Shout out to Lena G and the guests in the chat room and my fiance, Mr. Peter.
We on the real shit, y'all. Let's go. Shout out to Miss PC Bone and all the guests hanging up in this mofo. Go sign up, goddammit.
I don't give a fuck. I only say it once, you only get one warning. Next time I knock you on your ass, you'll be snoring. Bros, goofy boning in the sky. We coming harder than ever, it ain't no lie. Make way for the fucking kings, move aside. This that real street music, enjoy the ride. Come to my hood up in Northern Cali. We got so much bread, we're all a little thick cause we're all home fed. Speaking of thickness, look at this wad. Selling cocaine is a motherfucking job. I'm still in chucks and I rock my dickies. I'm big and tall and always mean like them whiskeys. Always on the streets, you gotta be mean cause motherfuckers will try to take you from your dreams. Stab you in the back and let you die. I'm still alive, so let me ride through the streets to the blocks and downtown to the tank. People tripping off the duffels I'm bringing to the bank, and that's how I do it, straight from the streets. I'm always glocked up just in case you got beat. Get nothing.
me, I got that street shit straight. Look, baby, making hit after hit. I got the heat for the summer and the winter. Put your bets on me, cause I am a winner. I spit lightning and I sound like thunder. My flow's so sick, I'm undercover. Now it's time for me to be discovered. I'm the best thing cracking since the 80s, you love it. Let me spit this real street shit in your ear. What you know, post it on the block, no fear. San Jose, my domain, we don't play around. The ring of gunshots popping, my favorite sound. Sharp tank, 408 till town. Grind till I die, I will never bow down. I told you once before, I am a king. These bitches loving my riches, it's so easy. Serving shit to my block, I'm always posted with a Glock. See all your far below me, I'm rising to the top. I was dealt, I will not fly. Hustle 24/7, that means around the clock.
Real, that's that street shit.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Biggs coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Biggs, you heard me, baby.
That's real, DJ FTP, yeah, that's me, DJ Fight the Power. That's my revolutionary DJ name, you know what I'm saying? When the shit hit the fan, y'all, that's when I switch up my motherfucking name on these bitches and turn into motherfucking FTP, DJ Fight the Power, fuck the police, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I do, you know, when I get into. One more little shout-out for my motherfucking people, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to We Lit. Doing a real big for your boy, huh? Yeah.
What to do, this cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4 and always keeping it lit. That's well-educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
That's real. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? She had MMA awards, one of them motherfucking awards. Juton, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to motherfucking Juton, man, doing their thing on the indie artist tip, man, straight out of Camden, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Big Us, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got somebody putting y'all on the Miz app. You know, that's what time it is for show. All right, let me play another little commercial here, people, because you know we got sponsors all day to be coming in, checking in with us. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Benny's and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? Talking about that good Mary Jane, if you don't know what the fuck I'm talking
about. While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's real. And if all else fails, goddammit, do what my motherfucking mentor says. You know what I'm saying? And follow the goddamn smoke.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it illegal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, humping up to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it.
Or, if you get too high, motherfuckers jump their ass out the window and be stupid. You know what I'm saying? But don't do that, people. If you get that high, you are smoking the wrong shit. All right? That's real. Let me go ahead and get into this motherfucking Paziano. You already know. And don't forget, check out my artist, Miss John New, www.myspace.com/JohnNewThePrincess, J-A-N-U, the princess. And this is Bring It On Home, you know what I'm saying, my Paziano, you know, representing 904. Let's go ahead and get into this, y'all. Coming back. Starship Smelly Prize. Miss Tosh Triple X, Tampa, Florida. Friday. Motherfucking Paziano, people. You know what I'm saying? That Bring It On Home right there. Live right here on the Starship. Motherfucking Smelly Prize. What's going on, man? I'm, you know, just kicking it in the building for a little minute. Because then I got to get out into the streets, people, and get up in it. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying? I almost got a job. So I got to get high today. You know what I'm saying? And do what I do. And hit the streets. And then we're going to hook up later on with Miss Tosh Triple X. We're going to get a show scheduled, people, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to do a show together live from some motherfucking where. I don't know, we might go to Starbucks or some shit and sit at Starbucks and, you know, suck up their Wi-Fi and do the shit from there and just trip out, chew on some people at the Wi-Fi, you know, at the motherfucking Starbucks and shit. That's what a nigga do, you know? That's what I do. So, what we're going to do now is get into a motherfucking song. This is Miss Janu, people. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big right here live. And this little club banging that, you know, hitting in clubs down here. You know what I'm saying? Call 727-578-9941. You know what I'm saying? or 813-272-1941. And that's Wild Night at 4.1 and Request Super D featuring John New. You know what I'm saying? The song is called Take It On Down. You know, help your boy out. Rep your state at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Shouts out to motherfucking DJ Party Time. And let's get into it. This is Drop With It. Right here live. It's Wrecking the Game Radio, people. We in the motherfucking building. Nothing new is coming up in a few minutes. It's going down.
DBR. Track Boys. Track Boys. My name is John New. Enough to eat. Better watch me when I talk. I'll sweep you off your feet. He said, love mama. Girl, you're looking good like them girls in magazines. He made me want to have a fling. He got his hands on my waist and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me.
Your shoulders in. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance.
The DJ, turn it up, that's my song, yes. Now, move your body like this, throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground, bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, girl, them niggas with a smile, yeah, yeah. The jit call me too thick, put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching.
That you want me, you all own me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you do on that E.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. The gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
Yay!
Hey, 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 get the fuck out of here, man. We smoking in there, man. What the hell? Y'all already retarded enough. God, shit, man. Show ass out of here. Y'all already know. Fucking Goofy Bone left a goddamn... Leave. You see, this is the problem, people. Okay? When you leave big equipment like Starship, you know what I'm saying, in the hands of a rogue... captain, like Goofy Bone, this is what happens, you know what I'm saying? We got fucking, Timmy, I don't know what the hell he done got into. This motherfucker is rolling, like, up and down the fucking walls, just steady saying his goddamn name. Shut up, you motherfucker, shut up, punk-ass little son of a... And, what is this? Oh, hold on, people, we got somebody calling on the bat line. Hey, I'm about to hit you back in about 40 minutes because I'm on the radio.
All right.
Shout out my nigga Rim. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on the motherfucking bat line. Yeah, y'all want to hit me up, fans? Any fans out there want to hit your boy up? Leave a little message and be heard to the world. And I mean the world. Or you can send me a text message or some photos. You know what I'm saying? If you want to... You know, get them featured on MySpace, you know what I'm saying? myspace.com/MelitBTR. You can check that out. Or hit me up, man, 813-463-2975. You know what I'm saying? If I don't answer, a lot of people be calling me, man. Just leave a message, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely either get back to you, you know what I'm saying, or hear what you got to, you know what I'm saying, say to a bra. You know, to a bra. So appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of motherfucking activity going on and shit. What the hell? Who y'all bitches is? What the hell is going on? Bitches is running up and down the hall. This goddamn fucking dude, goofball on the left on here, keep running around talking fucking
yay!
And goddamn chicks fucking running by me and shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, at the top of their lungs, like it's Halloween time or something, you know what I'm saying? Oh, what the hell? That fucking, had me to hit some motherfucking body, you know what I'm saying? Had me hit motherfucking body. It's going down, peoples, you know. We in the motherfucking building live. Sport DJ Smells So Good, holding it down for Record of Game Entertainment. And coming soon, man, TampaRap.com. You know what I'm saying? For all my local Tampa peoples, we're going to be holding it down, man. You know, we're going to link up this show, take it down to TampaRap.com and bring this thing whole, you know, 360-degree circle, you know what I'm saying? And people be asking me why. I be, because I can't.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is spreading!
Fucking right. Coming in this bitch, taking over the whole goddamn shit. You know? It's going down real big, people. You already know how I do. No motherfucker laughing at me and shit. But you know, that's how we do. Shouts out my nigga DJ Party Time, you know what I'm saying? Representing one time for the Trey folk.
Yo, what's up, world? This your boy DJ Party Time of Breaking the Game Entertainment. If you want to come follow your boy Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Smell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Breaking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holla at your boy.
And on that note, hey, y'all need to check out CompUSA too, man. They got a motherfucking M-Pro 110, a 3mm handheld projector, and that bitch on sale right now for $189. By the time y'all shit go to buy it, probably y'all sell. Regular price is $200 though, still worth it. You know what I'm saying? You can do presentations right in the hand, in the palm of your hand, and that's some cool ass shit. I need one of those, cause hook that bitch up to the virtual DJ, and you can be showing videos and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right through the little projector. So, shout out to nigga Jolly Boat featuring Jay Creek right here live. I'm finna go ahead and get into this. This is Walt Light. You know what I'm saying? Walt Light, she got good pussy. Yeah.
Listen, all ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jay Creek, tell him how I feel about him.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy. Scoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dad, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail, done it, sit up on the bar stools. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them kinky eyes with them cat runner thighs. I like the way you do it, you don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey.
you fine and you new. Walking off the movement like you knew. Booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion. Let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about the way you do it. I know you like to ride it. Up and down on it like you got hydraulics. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the key to the Chevy Impala. Been a few corners with your girls gon' shop. All in the mall, everybody trying to hide. Your money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, dawg, you got problems.
And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. How the hell did I get this way? Shook, shawty got me hooked like a fish on bait. A kiss on cake, hard as it may be to believe. Silly me, good puss got me VLI to ND. Many nights I couldn't fall asleep after the club. I hear your body calling me, wanting to thug. I make sure to give you all of me. Think I'm in love, I'm addicted and it bothers me. More like a drug, cause she takes me high. I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy. Scoop that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good.
Wow! It's a new year! It's a new idea! I remember a long time ago, it was a song saying, I want to be rich. It's time to make it happen, y'all. It's money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. So step up and let me show you I'm ready to shoot. M14 the scope got you going kahoot. It's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Now I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. I said, it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money for sale.
Let's create some businesses.
You
come on,
buy some
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money for
we
sale.
Can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Let me bring it back to
bring
the
it
basics.
Back, girl.
I back in
girl.
The days, hard times I had to face it.
Yeah.
Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I can face it, then chase it. Find a new scheme and show up, replace it. And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement. Cause it's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money to sell. And I got money, and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money for sale.
Let's create some businesses.
You
come on,
buy some
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Some money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
If you got a dollar, I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl in there. You think you're moving silky like a white girl in there. You need to save your money, need
man,
to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got
nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale.
What?
But I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money,
I said,
and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on. Let's
I had to beam myself back on, people. I'm sorry. I had to beam my motherfucking self back on. The goddamn transporter shit was fucked up. Sorry about that. 813, you can call back in if you like. If not, you know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I called your ass back. Matter of fact, hold on, people. No, I'm going to do that. In a couple minutes, we're going to make a phone call, people. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to make a motherfucking phone call. Yeah, you know how we do. Hold on, let me beam this motherfucker up real quick. Hold on, y'all. Can't let people sit outside in space too long. You know what I'm saying? All right, 81 Trizzy, you up in the motherfucking building. DJ motherfucking party time is on goddamn board. And, yeah. Where the fuck you at? In the sky or something?
Man, shoot, all this dang space. You giving a nigga ride here. I've been sitting out there for about at least a good minute or so. I'm about to break up.
Oh, not bad, not bad. Well, they had the home skillet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I had to go out here because my transporter device had a problem with the electrical devices, so for some reason it wouldn't charge. So, you know, I had to go over here and get me another flux capacitor so my communication device would charge again.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah, you know, all you had to do was throw some motherfucking byproducts, biodegradable, recycle, nigga, recycle. You know what I'm saying? Throw some motherfucking old banana peels and cans off in that motherfucker like Doc did, and that bitch would work. Don't throw no weed in there, nigga. Do not throw weed in that, or alcohol. Both of those are abuses. Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that from my party kid yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, retarded kid. Yeah, man. Hey, so I'm a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. Yeah, I like your name. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. Yeah. Shouts out to Affirmative Action at work because we got, you know, we had to hire retarded people, you know what I'm saying, to fulfill a void on the Starship Smelly Prize. So welcome my dog, motherfucking, there you go, you know what I'm saying? And left over by San Jose owned California, Mr. Goofy Bone, he left some byproducts on the goddamn Starship. You know what I'm saying? Came on this motherfucker, a couple of open taco shells and shit. And then I turn around and some motherfucker wiping his nose on my ass and shit, talking about,
yay!
Right, get your punk. What the hell is going on, man? If it's going to be like that, then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Shit. If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Shit.
I would not be eating products.
Look. I opened up one door, man. I opened up the damn door. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you what happened. Let me reintroduce what happened. Okay, check this. This is the whole scenario now. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I walked into the motherfucking into the little corridor. You know what I'm saying? Looked around. I seen the little retarded kid and Timmy and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, rolling down. And I thought I heard something at first, but then I was like, what the hell is that? And then next thing you know, right past me, four butt naked chicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? Goddamn Timmy, these crazy motherfuckers done went to goddamn Planet W and shit. And they got some fucking space rats playing jokes and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then threw the goddamn, the space rats, you know what I'm saying, on them and shit. You know, got them. I'm wondering where the hell these chicks came from. Even though they butt naked and all, so they can stay. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I'm going to beam their ass the fuck up off of here. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't play that here.
Timmy tripping on the breeze, boy, I tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, what the fuck is going on with retarded kids nowadays, boy? I don't know.
Hey,
bro. People, I got the, so I'm a bitch who was on the boat on the bridge with my dog 186-point Deuce. You know, was kind of concerned about the profound language, so I have to play this for you.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You know what I'm saying? So hey, we get it how we live right here. You know what I'm saying? This is Reggae the Game Radio, 81 Trait Radio. You know what I'm saying? Wild out. Do what the we gonna do radio. You don't like it, goddammit, you already
know. You better
know.
Say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereens.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
That's real. All right, party time. I know you up in the building, homie. You want to give a shout out or something, an update on what you got going on right now before I get back into this news? Okay, I guess not. Well, let's get back off into the news, people. Wait a minute.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Oh, I ain't mean to tell you. I ain't want to let that out, y'all. My bad. I ain't want nobody to know that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, today's Nutty News music, a.k.a. my porn music, you know what I'm saying, is provided by Debbie Does Dallas. And, yeah, that's how we doing it, people. Let me go ahead and crank this thing on up. Oh, yeah. All right, we taking this thing on over, y'all. Where Gore Vidal calls Roman Polanski child rape victim a hooker. Oh, man, what the fuck else, man? You damn took a 13-year-old pussy, man. I don't want to hear that shit, you old bastard, you. I'm sorry, y'all, because y'all don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. Author Gore Vidal says he refused to feel any sympathy for Roman Polanski's rape victim, whom he dubs a hooker. Yeah. In an interview with The Atlantic, the controversial 83-year-old author of such books as Myra Breckinridge in 1876 says of the director's sex scandal, "I really don't give a fuck." I guess that's what he wanted to say. It says explicative. Yeah, okay, fuck that. Look, I'm going to sit and weep every time a young hooker feels as though she's been taken advantage of. The young woman to who he is referring is Samantha Geimer, who was a 13-year-old aspiring model in 1977 when she was allegedly drugged and raped by motherfucking Polanski. Bitch, you know you did that shit. You motherfuckers worse than a Catholic priest. All right. Anyways, people, sorry to all y'all Catholics out there, but your faith is fucked up. Something like the Christians, too, but hey. Anyways, let's go to Washington, D.C., people. Well, yeah, $1.2 billion was awarded to firms on watchdogs' list. Yeah, President Obama and members of Congress told federal agencies earlier this year to avoid awarding funds under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Some old fake fluky shit to get more money out of motherfucking taxpayers' pockets. Anyways, to contractors with troubled histories of work for the federal government. But that isn't happening at numerous agencies. So far, 33 federal departments and agencies have awarded more than $1.2 billion in stimulus contracts to at least 30 companies that are ranked by one watchdog group as among the most egregious offenders of state and federal laws. Government records show that as a group, these contractors have sold defective products, manufactured safety tests, submitted false travel claims, and padded contracts with fraudulent fees. Damn, that sounds like our government. I'm sorry.
All right,
I'm back, people. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, all my Texas people, make sure y'all sign up for the hit Bush with a shoe day. You know what I'm saying? You know, make sure y'all sign up for that. I will be supplying when it's real good patented leather. What the hell is it? Premium. Yeah, there you go. Premium patented leather shoes. Okay, and this is going to go down, y'all. January 1st, 3009. We all going to stand in front of the compound and just, you know, start slanging shoes over the fence. We got people from all over the world. People are going to be, you know what I'm saying, parachuting and all that to throw a shoe at the house and shit. Hopefully Bush is in the pool or something, you know what I'm saying, sunbathing with his old pasty ass. But anyways, people, let's go to Washington, D.C. one more time. What does is in Congress are under ethics scrutiny. Duh. Nearly half the members of a House panel in control of Pentagon spending are under scrutiny by ethics investigators in Congress. Basically, that means their friends, you know what I'm saying, are saying, man, hey, man, y'all done fucked up because y'all didn't give us enough money and shit. Basically what that is, because Congress is Congress. I don't give a damn what branch of it is. All you motherfuckers is crony, crooked motherfuckers that need some firecrackers put under your seats and blew the fuck up out of there. That's what time it is. Anyways, let's go. Investigations by two separate ethics offices include an examination of Representative John Murtha, who was a Democrat from Pennsylvania, chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, and six other lawmakers in their relationships with an influential lobbying firm. The inquiry involves lawmakers who steered appropriations to clients of a now-defunct lobbying firm and received campaign contributions from the firm and its clients. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. I need to upload that one, too, because... Yeah, this is to the motherfucking crooked ass government, crooked ass goddamn Congress, crooked ass motherfucking Senate. Cause you motherfuckers to me is similar to these bitches that can be keep calling me, and I'm gonna do the same thing. Who the fuck is it?
Avon calling.
Get your mother. Oh, sorry people, I gotta get your ass off my show, man. Shit, get your ass out of here. That's for the government, too. Government, you catch the goddamn reflect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a sacrifice just for you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be selfish and shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no selfishness here. We got plenty to spread around. Plenty to spread around, people. And just before I forget, don't forget, following after this show, we're going to San Jose, California, people. 408, shouts out Straight Load Records on Goofy Bone, who will be interviewing real hip hop, you know what I'm saying, mogul in the game, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Eric Moore himself. So it's going to be a hot show. Y'all make sure y'all tune in right after this. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or if you on that motherfucking Cali Coast, It's starting at what the fuck time is it starting at? 11?
11 a.m.
There you go, 11 a.m. Bam. So I had your ass there. All right, people. Let's go to Langley, Canada. How about that? Can we go to Canada? Yeah, let me get my damn porn music started again, people. All right. Looking for good free porn, go to naughtytube.net. Yeah, don't tell them I sent you, but I just happened to run across it. I was looking for black Barbie dolls, and yeah, the site just popped up. I don't know. Anyways, people, yeah, we're in Langley, Canada, where a woman kicks man's testicles into his abdomen. God damn! The headlines made my balls hurt. I'm sorry. Shit. Ooh, I don't know if I can read this one, people. All right, guys, hold your shit. Hold your shit. Anthony Clark was walking along 200th Avenue in the Brookswood area of Langley when he passed his assailant on the sidewalk. I was looking down, and then I took a passing glance, and I saw her walk up to me. He said, that's when the young woman inexplicably kicked him in the groin hard enough to send one of his testicles into his abdomen. Clark wasn't aware of the severity of his injury until later that night when he noticed something was missing. God damn! I'm sorry, I gotta pause, y'all. Damn, my balls hurt after that one. Shit! Women, what the hell is going on with y'all? Y'all, this is Family Jewels, people. There is no continuation if y'all fuck up what's going down below, alright? You can't, y'all, leave. What the hell? Damn! Boy, you kicked the nigga nuts into his stomach, people. If y'all ain't understand what the hell I just read, the chick kicked the nigga nuts into his stomach. God damn, was she wearing steel toes? It couldn't have been the ballerina shoes. You know what I'm saying? She had to have some steel toes on. Damn. I don't know, boy. All right, fuck it, y'all. Let's go to insurgents. Let's go to the insurgents territory. And you know, I don't know what a fucking insurgent is. Don't worry about it, because it ain't no such thing. But anyways, a word pilot asks passengers to brake. Oh, shit. This is in Tehran, Iran. Oh, Iran, my bad. Tyrant, what the fuck, you have tyrants? Yeah, a worried Iranian airline pilot asked passengers to start praying after his plane was hit by a technical glitch, highlighting once again the notorious record of Tehran's aircraft. Hell nah. The Asiman, looked like it says the Asiman Airlines, Boeing plane had taken off from Tehran Airport after a six-hour delay, but had to return following a technical fault. The plane took off at 12:15 in the morning and had to land back in Tehran after 45 minutes. The pilot told the passengers the plane is facing a technical problem and has to return, so please pray. Please put your heads in between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. That's what I would have told you. I would have told y'all motherfuckers, y'all better fire that reef up. Y'all snuck on the plane, because, bitch, we going down. Oh, man. Anyways, people, let's go to New Jersey. Shots out to Juton, Camden, New Jersey, man. And this is where shots fired at home at CNN's Lou Dobbs. What? Damn, somebody done did a drive-by on Lou Dobbs. Ain't this a bitch. All right, yeah, a gunshot was fired at the New Jersey home of CNN's Lou Dobbs after a series of threatening phone calls earlier this month. Dobbs, a fervent proponent of U.S. border enforcement, told listeners that the incident is part of an ongoing assault against anyone who opposes amnesty or leniency toward illegal immigrants. They've created an atmosphere, and they've been unrelenting in their propaganda. All right, prop of my ass. Dobbs said in reference to pro-immigration groups like the League of United Latin American Citizens, the LU, the LULAC, and the National Council of La Raza and America's Voice. Oh, man. Bitch doing drive-by shit. You might want to hold your goddamn talking down, homie. Shit. All right, and they got access to you like that? That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. What? Don't fuck with us. Where you from? I'm a bitch. I must be done read something in her hometown or something. She got to be from either. Where you from? I don't know. We'll see in a minute, y'all. But we heading over to New York. New York. Yeah. Where Obama, most powerful writer since Julius Caesar. Wow. That's deep. Yeah. Maybe President Obama will win the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature, too, now that the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts has declared that Barack Obama is the most powerful writer since Julius Caesar. Right. Yeah. Rocco Landsman rendered unto Obama. What the hell that mean? You suck this dick or something? What kind of shit is gay ass shit is that? Rendered unto Obama. Yes, Obama, you can have the ass. Take it. What kind of gay shit is that? That considerable compliment in a little notice speech to a group of art philanthropists in Brooklyn, New York last week, praising the president as an optimist in chief who is developing the most art supportive administrative since Roosevelt. But he ain't bringing the motherfucking troops home. Motherfuck you, Landsman. The hell kind of dumb shit is that? Man, let me tell y'all something, people. I don't give a fuck what the president is doing in these motherfucking states. He need to take his ass over there to Iraq and bring our goddamn troops home. Stop sending more motherfucking troops over there to Afghanistan, like when I called a goddamn congressman and he going to sit up there and spill the fucking beans. That's what's really going on. All this old dog and pony bullshit show, he popping up at the pub, him popping up, pop these up. I don't want to, man, fuck that. He need to get them goddamn troops home. I'm ex-military, so you fucking right I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? That was his whole platform for running for goddamn president. It is my first fucking priority is to bring the motherfucking troops home. So now you sitting up here, got all these old fuck-ass reporters reporting this bullshit. All y'all can suck virtual ass. You need to write a motherfucking letter to Obama and tell him to go get the goddamn troops, man. Where my motherfucking gun at? Oh, y'all done pissed me off. I got to bring out the fucking heavy guns. You motherfucking made me mad. Oh, dumb shit. You keep praising this motherfucker who's not doing his goddamn job. I don't give a fuck, man. You the commander-in-chief. You need to go over there and do your goddamn job, homie. Straight up. It's for all you old pansy-ass motherfucking reporters out there reporting that old whole-ass bullshit. Man, ain't nobody falling for that dumb shit. Can't motherfucking... shots out to P. Cola, man. That's what time it is. Yeah, we down here. All right. Yeah. Oh, kicking the guy's balls. Oh, okay. So I'm a bitch. Yeah, P. Cola in the motherfucking building. Shouts out to Pensacola right up the road. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. That shit just kind of pisses me off when it comes to Obama and all this old bullshit. Just because I'm black, you know what I'm saying? I don't go for all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I don't give a fuck who's the president. If you ain't doing your goddamn job, you ain't doing your motherfucking job. If you trying to blow smoke in the nigga's ass, you trying to blow smoke in the nigga's ass. So, fuck that. Anyway, let's go to Los Angeles, California, people. We got 7 minutes to wrap this shit on up. Shots out to L.A., you know what I'm saying, where teens robbed a famous victim. Yeah. For a group of Hollywood-obsessed teens, entertainment news on the internet offered more than a glimpse into the lives of stars. Yeah, because it helped them break into celebrities' homes. Uh-huh. The teens tracked the movements of stars such as Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton. Yep. And broke into their houses, making off with millions of dollars in stolen possessions in a spree that lasted almost a year. Yeah, with a few clicks on the internet, the suspects developed a wish list of designer clothes and jewelry. Yeah, then raided the homes while the celebrities were away. Who the fuck cares? They got money to replace that shit. And you stupid motherfucker should have had an alarm on your goddamn homes. What kind of bullshit is that? You living in motherfucking L.A. I bet your motherfucking Goofy Bone got a goddamn alarm on his house. Well, fuck it, no, because you got Boo News up in that motherfucker. You don't need no alarm, but he would have had one. Anyways, people, let me start my motherfucking porn music back over. Y'all done got me all out my porn feeling and shit out. Getting all excited and shit. Miss Tasha Triple X is in town. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man, this is a good weekend. It's Halloween. Ugly motherfuckers can finally come out and put their, you know what I'm saying, just with no mask on, y'all can finally show y'all faces at the appropriate time. Yeah, it's going down, man. It's boy DJ Smells So Good, people, if y'all ain't know the hell y'all listening to. And 347-324-5125, y'all want to come on the Starship Smelly Prize control room and get high with your boy. I'll beam you on up in this motherfucker. All right, y'all. We're going to Washington, D.C. again, where, the House health bill was over 1,990 pages, $2.24 million per word. Yeah, it runs more pages than War and Peace, has nearly five times as many words as the Torah. The House health care bill, y'all, clocks in at a healthy 1,990 pages and about 400,000 words of bullshit that you motherfuckers can never read in your goddamn lifetime. What kind of healthcare bullshit? Goddamn it, you bitches better stop smoking cigarettes and cigars and smoke weed, and that'll get you healthy. Anyways, with an estimated 10-year cost of $894 billion, that comes out to about $2.24 million per word. A printout of the bill weighs more than 19 pounds and stands nearly 9 inches tall. Yeah, Republican Representative Joe Barton, who is Texan, said the bill is about 4 reams of paper, and that adds up to the American public getting what? Re-aimed. Reamed. Oh, getting reamed. Oh, my bad. Pretty much. So, people, they fucking you on your healthcare shit. They gonna put a whole 400,000 words and tell you to figure that shit out. And if you can't figure the shit out, then fuck you and your healthcare. Basically, that's your house healthcare bill. Fuck that. Anyways, just don't get sick, y'all. That's all I'm gonna tell you. If you get sick, hey, smoke some weed. Take a hot toddy. You know what I'm saying? Whiskey or gin and some motherfucking lemon juice and honey, and it'll cure everything. Bring it all up. It'll bring it all up. We've been doing it since way the fuck back. All right, y'all. Musician dies after being attacked by motherfucking coyotes. Damn. Last two, y'all. I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Taking over 186-point Deuce Land. We in Canada, where fans are mourning a 19-year-old folk musician who died this week after being attacked by two coyotes in her native Canada. Wow. Yeah, Taylor Mitchell, RIP, you know what I'm saying, of Toronto, reportedly was hiking by herself in Cape Breton Highlands National Park in Nova Scotia when the animals attacked. Another hiker called for help after hearing Mitchell's screams. Police responded and had the singer flown to a local hospital where she died from her injuries. Damn, that's fucked up. Listen, people, I don't give a damn. Some things you need to do with a motherfucking buddy, all right? And hiking is one of them things. Lifting weights is one of them things. Fucking, well, yeah, sometimes you need the other person, but, you know, unless you're a procrastinator like me, baby, ow, do what you gotta do. Anyways, RIP to Taylor Mitchell. Sorry for that happening to you. And we're going all the way back to California. We can't stay the fuck out of California. I don't know why, people. But a judge dismisses Obama eligibility challenge. Yeah. Shouts out to California. A California judge has dismissed a complaint challenging President Obama's eligibility to be president, citing the birth certificate from the state of Hawaii. That apparently refers to an internet image of a certification of live birth released during Obama's campaign. The ruling came from Judge David Carter, who recently hired a law clerk out of the law firm that has been paid nearly $1.7 million to defend Obama from such eligibility challenges. And that is your nutty news for today, sponsored to you in part by nuttynewstoday.com. And That's how we do it here. Shouts out to Real Talk, Real Women popping up off in here. And, yeah, we heading it over to 186 Point Deuce, y'all. Y'all want to hang out and continue to have a hot show like this? Bring your ass, people. That's real. Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot. We on the VIP hour now. So, last song of the day, people, because, you know, we got to get the fuck up out of here. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, and we're going to be hanging out with her later on. And y'all look out for the show. It's probably going to be on F-Bomb Radio. But, you know, I might even rename it Starship Smelly Prize Part 2. Yeah. And this is what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? We hustle all motherfucking day right here. So, T-Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to T-Jeezy. And this is Hustle All Day, man. Let's get into it. Appreciate So I'm a Bitch for coming through. You know what I'm saying? And all the good people. You know what I'm saying?
Money. Every day I pray before I move that yay. I done had the same clothes on for a week and put niggas on.